Good evening. It is Saturday, November the 12th, and welcome to day 12 of Napod Pomo. Now, we've got a special one today, haven't we?
Yes.
Why? Because you're in it.
Oh.
I'm joined today by my lovely daughter Amy. And we've got something very interesting to talk about, haven't we? It's something that I've kind of picked up on as over the last couple of years, is that Amy seems to have an incredible taste for music that sits very firmly outside of her own generation. How old are you?
I'm 11.
Okay. You had to think about that, didn't you?
Not 10. 11.
What kind of music would you listen to that fits within your age? So, Taylor Swift, maybe.
Yeah. The Bieber. Ariana Grande.
The Bieber.
No.
No. One Direction. You were very, very hot on for a while. What else? Within that arena. Miley Cyrus. I don't know. I'm a bit out of touch.
Katy Perry.
Katy Perry. Yeah. Okay.
There'd be loads of them.
Okay. I have a list here, and I'm going to go through that list in a. The further I go down that list, the further away I would expect you to be.
Okay.
So one of the names you gave me was Will Young.
Yes.
Okay. Now, you heard me playing Will Young earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And now, Will Young, I actually quite like him. I think as a vocalist and songwriter, he's incredibly good.
Yes.
What do you like about him?
I liked how, just because I came in the room and heard it, it just went through me. And I started to like it.
I can't remember what song that was, but I remember you said it at the time.
Yeah, very kind.
It was very kind from Friday's Child.
Yeah.
Yeah, excellent track. Okay, the next one going back in time, I would say, would be the Depeche Mode Boys.
Mm-hmm.
I've not heard you listen to them.
You once told me about them, and then I went on to the music. And I just listened to it and liked it.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't remember what song it was or what album it is.
Can you remember any words from the song?
No.
No. Okay. Let's go back a bit further in time. And I think the next one back in terms of chronology will probably be Fleetwood Mac. And this is one that surprised me the most. Because Fleetwood Mac is a band that I've been following for years.
Yeah.
And I'm a great fan of their mid-term stuff. So
yes.
Not so much their really early stuff with Peter Green, not so much their more modern stuff, but the period in the middle between probably the late 70s and the mid-80s, early 90s perhaps, is the stuff that I really liked.
Because the reason I started to like them was... When we were in the car coming from Parkgate, you put on The Chain and I was sat there listening and then wondering where on earth you'd heard it from. And then it was just that. I liked it.
Well, you had heard that song before though, hadn't you?
Yes, I think it was
before
on the
I
radio.
Played it.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's entirely possible. The Chain was used as the theme tune for the Formula One.
Well, it was that little
BBC.
Bit in it.
Do, 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 do. Yeah, everybody knows that.
Everybody knows.
But surprisingly few know that it's Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah.
Bit further back, ABBA.
Mm-hmm.
Why did you get into ABBA?
Was it
through Young Voices or was it something else? I can't remember.
It wasn't Young Voices. It was when in school there'd be the music topics,
mm-hmm.
and we were allowed to just sit there and start singing a song to learn it word by word and verse by verse,
mm-hmm.
until you got to the whole song and just did a big performance in the class. Well, it started with Waterloo then,
mm-hmm.
and I enjoyed Waterloo, so I searched up ABBA to look at other songs, and then, before I knew it, I was listening to a lot of their songs from that.
That's it though, isn't it? Just one song that you hear grabs you in.
Yeah, and I just liked it.
Yeah.
I just loved it.
Excellent. And of course, the other one I've got written down here, which is before my time, but actually is such a key component of everybody's musical history, and that's the Beatles.
Yes.
So where did you first hear about the Beatles?
The first time I heard about the Beatles was ages ago, but the time I properly started listening to them was when, in school, we started in literacy to learn about John Lennon.
Ah,
so we were learning about when he moved into America, I think, and when he died, how he died, who his wife was, and when he moved to be a solo singer with those songs like Imagine, which I liked. I really liked that song, though. And then at some point, we'd listen to it, but then the people in the class would just start yelling, oh, but can we listen to this one next? And this one, and this one. And I just decided to go onto the music, and then I just started listening to all of them that were yelled. So I ended up listening to the Yellow Submarine, Hey Jude, and I can't even remember.
I see this is amazing. I mean, just from one starting point, you're actually starting to get a really cultured education through music. I mean, these are songs and these are artists that have defined the passage of music over the last 30, 40 years plus.
Mm-hmm.
So it's amazing that you're going back to those. Now, another couple that have just sprung to mind is, I can't remember whether it was you or whether it was Cara, who were learning some of Bob Marley's songs.
That was Cara, but then I would sit there to watch the video she was watching, and then when it was on the radio, I'd realise it was him, and that was that.
And then the other one was the time where we sat in the car park outside Morrison's in Parkgate, and we were playing loads of David Bowie songs.
Yeah, I forgot about David Bowie. Oh. And that was last year, when I was in year 5-6, I was doing another choir thing at the Dome. And one of the songs was, well, it was two of his songs mashed together.
Okay.
So it was The Laughing Gnome and Starman.
Yes.
So they were obviously shorter.
Until then, I hadn't heard The Laughing Gnome before.
I know. I didn't think it was really heard of that much anyway.
Oh, I did. I think the people who were around at that time that really followed him would have known it. Absolutely. It's one of those more underground tracks that perhaps more and more people should have heard.
Yes.
But it was too underground for that.
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you, darling. Thank you very much indeed for sharing your musical culture, I suppose.
It's okay.
Yeah, it's been really insightful. And I'm actually quite proud that you are as cultured as you are from a musical perspective. Anyway, that's it for today, I'm afraid, because we are very quickly running out of time. Thank you very much indeed for listening. If you've got any questions about anything Amy's mentioned or anything else you'd like to ask, then please drop an email to napodpomo@thelovebug.org. Full details of all of these shows so far over at thelovebug.org/pod.
Yes.
I'll catch you tomorrow.
Thank you, and bye.